Many Bora Bora taxi operators say they don't like being forced to pay a membership fee for identification cards or being forced to buy and wear helmets which cost 3,000 South Sudanese pounds. They are also required by law to wear fluorescent jackets and carry logbooks with them at all times. Juba Bora Bora driver Nelson Loro Lako says he sees little benefit in being a member of the Bora Bora Association. He says it would be better if the association supported Bora Bora drivers in their time of need.
Even if your motorcycle is stolen, they don't defend you. If one has caused an accident and you go to the association for help, they don't help. Yet every month they take 500 South Sudanese pounds. We have the ID too, which we pay 2,700 SSP annually. I want to know the use of the association.
Another Bora Bora driver who prefers to be identified only as Modi accuses the association of taking their money and giving drivers practically nothing in return.
My problem is that the Bora Bora Association are eating our money for nothing. If my motorcycle is stolen, they can't manage to pay us. Even when we cause accident, they can't even treat the patients. We also want the association to help us.
Abram Jok, chairperson of the South Sudan Bora Bora Association, acknowledges that the Bora Bora Association has no power to regulate the operations of Bora Bora cyclists in the country, nor are there any policies on paper to regulate the Bora Bora business in South Sudan.
A policy is going to be developed and we'll give it to government for approval. The policy is going to be, we are going to introduce a motorcycle riding school. Every Bora Bora rider or every person who ride a motorcycle, whether for commercial or for private use, has to be tested, certified, given a license that proves he is a competent road user.
But Jock insists it is mandatory for commercial motorbike riders to pay monthly subscriptions.
This is not a community association or a student association. This is a business association. It has a regulation. It has a regulation that if you don't have a number plate, you don't go to the road. So the association also must impose that law. And they are making money. They are collecting money from the public. So if they are making money from the public, how come they cannot be told to do ABCD?
Jock says with the dues it collects, the association provides ID cards to drivers, which he says helps police to differentiate them from criminals who sometimes pose as Bora Bora drivers. The ID card costs 2,700 South Sudanese pounds and must be renewed each year. Some Bora Bora drivers claim the association is colluding with police and the Juba City Council to arrest them for not subscribing to the association. But Major General Daniel Justin, spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police Service, says officers work with the Bora Bora Association to ensure that motorbike operators follow the law.
They are to put their house in order by making sure that they adhere to the law, and then as a result, nobody should ask them on the road. The law is very clear about the licensing of the Bora Bora, and then over speeding and all this. We are just regulating the road.
Bora Bora operators also accuse members of the Juba City Council of working with police to force them to buy branded helmets. Bora Bora operators also accuse members of the Juba City Council of working with police to force them to buy branded helmets from a specific company. Peter Loro Polino, chairperson of the Juba City Council Legislative Assembly, staunchly denies the accusation.
The helmet is very helpful for saving of the life.
Yes.
But to be specific for one company, something like that, I don't know why. Issues like this is not under the City Council. City Council will always give the regulations, the rules, that for the safety of the people, we need the riders of the motorbike. Let them follow the procedures, like putting the mask, wearing the helmet, and all these things.
The Bora Bora Association says it registered more than 5,100 Bora Bora drivers in 2020. Thousands of other motorbike taxi operating in Juba do not register with the association. Some private motorcycle owners in Juba accuse the police and security agents connected to the Bora Bora Association of arresting them and charging them fees, a practice they say must stop. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.